This is W2JEK. Anybody on here looking for the TechNet? This is W2JEK. I'll take some check-ins if anybody's out there. Is there any emergency or your priority traffic? Please come now. Okay, nothing heard. This is W2JEK for the TechNet. Anybody with a Kilo call, please call.
Hello, Charlie 2, Whiskey Delta, Juliet, Walt, just listening.
Okay, good evening, Walt. Any other Kilo calls? No other Kilo calls at this time. Any November calls? This is W3JEK, Acting Net Control for the BaroTechNet. All right, Kilo's in November's. Any alpha calls? Any alpha calls for the TechNet? This is W2JEK, Acting Net Control. Come in, please. The whiskey calls. Any whiskey calls for the TechNet? This is W2JEK.
W2JEK. W82USD, Jim and Pearl River, and just listening with you.
Okay, Jim, good evening. Whiskey calls for the TechNet. This is W2JEK.
W2TU, Chris, listening.
Okay, Chris, W2TU, W2JEK, listening. Acting Net Control with the three stations here. Three listings, no questions, no comments so far. Anybody else for the TechNet that hasn't called in yet? This is Whiskey 2, Juliet Echo Kilo, Acting Net Control.
WBAR, W2SE.
Okay, Bruce, W2SE, W2JEK. Okay, anybody else for the TechNet? This is W2JEK. Anybody?
WE2R, just listening, Don.
Okay, good evening, Charlie. Good to hear you. Anybody else for the TechNet? W2JEK standing by.
K2AMI, Tony.
Good evening, Tony. Do you have any questions or traffic for us?
Put some general information about Barra and what's coming up for the weekend.
Okay, very good on that. Okay. Anybody else for the TechNet? This is W2JEK Acting Net Control.
Good evening, Don. K2IVC.
K2IVC, I forget your name, and what do you have any traffic for us?
First name Manfred, and negative, just listening.
Manfred, very good. And, okay. We have Tony has some comments, and anybody else for the TechNet before I start the ball rolling?
This is N2OEL, mobile, just listening. This is N2OEL, just listening.
AK2USA, traffic.
Stand by, N2OEL recognized. Okay, the next station, USA traffic. Again, your call, please.
This is KK2USA.
KK2USA, a new fellow on the net here. Good evening. What's your name, and do you have any comments, questions, or sale and swap items or for other traffic for us? Go ahead, please.
Yes, this is KK2USA. I'm located in Seymour, New Jersey. My name is John, and I have some info. I don't know if you want to tell me an hour, I'll be away.
Okay, all right. I have you in the line here. We have K2IMI ahead of you, and then we'll bring you in, John. Thanks for calling in. Anybody else for the TechNet at this time? This is W2JEK, Acting Net Control. Okay, this is W2JK Acting Net Control. We're going to start with Tony, K2AMI. Go ahead with your comments, W2JK.
Tony, K2AMI. And Barra, this coming weekend, the Saturday that is, will be holding a portable field day. It's a not a real field day like we have in June, but it's a portable event in a park over in, at the Memorial Park in Fairlawn. What it is you are welcome to bring along a portable radio, preferably a low-band type, and any kind of antenna you might want to use. Could be an NFED, or it could be a more elaborate dipole. And a power supply, although it may be a generator with 110 volt power, so you might need an extension cord. What we do on Saturday is set up stations, as many as we wish, or as many as are available, and attempt to make contacts with completely portable radios, such as you would in an emergency drill. Barra has a lot of fun. Also sharing the park with Barra this coming Saturday will be the Fairlawn Amateur Radio Club. They also will be supplying some operators with radios and portable equipment. And it's a combination of clubs to prove that we could do something in an emergency, set up a portable quick station, or even if you wish to go to the park some afternoon and have some fun, you can perfect your skills by practicing here at our portable day or your own portable day in the park in the future. So come on over anytime on Saturday morning. The official time for the event is supposed to start at 10, but the park opens at 8:30, and I'm sure there's no guards around that will prevent you from going there, and you can select a spot in the park where we'll be operating behind the swimming pool. There's a large sand bottom swimming pool there, and we'll be operating behind the swimming pool in a pavilion and around the pavilion. So this Saturday, anytime after 9, I would say, until at least 4 in the afternoon. You're welcome to come over and visit, or even come over and try to set up radio and work. K2AMI, back to net.
Okay, Tony, very good. Does anybody have any questions for Tony? Please come now. This is W2JEK. Yeah, okay, Tony, I guess nothing heard. I intend to go over there myself, so I got a battery charging down the cellar, so we'll see how that works out. Next on the list is John, KK2USA, and you have some commentary for us, John, so please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. This is KK2USA. I have an announcement. There will be an EME, that's an Earth Order, a moon bounce demonstration going on this Sunday, about 9:30, 10 a.m. in the morning, at the Ocean Monmouth Amateur Radio Club at the OMARC, which also will be having their ham fest. So if anybody's interested in seeing an EME demonstration, it will be this Sunday and at the OMARC Amateur Radio Club at the ham fest in Wall Township. Thank you. It's KK2USA.
John, very good on that. Does anybody have any questions for John about this or the Hamfest? This is W2JEK, standing by. I don't have any, John, but I did notice that there was a bulletin sent out by our Hudson Division Director, and Mike Lysenko, and did mention there was the Hamfest and also that there was an EME demonstration, so that's good to have you talk. Tell us about it. We had a fellow in our club years ago who had a 50-foot tower on the back of his pickup truck, and he pulled a house trailer along with a 2-meter station, and he used to set that up in High Point, where there was not electrical interference, so he could operate moon bounce. So, it'll be good to see the demonstration. Unfortunately, I can't make it myself, but I'm sure that those people who are at the Hamfest with the going down that way would be good to hear. All right. Anybody else have any other questions for John, possibly, about this or W2JK? Anybody else that hasn't checked in yet? Is there any other check-ins for the Barra TechNet? This is W2JEK standing by. Okay, well,
If it is, there's no other questions, no other comment. Anybody got anything for sale? This is W2JK. Okay, nothing heard. Okay, well, with that, I want to thank the Chestnut Ridge Radio Club for the use of the repeater. And I thank all you fellows for checking in. I will email this information to Gordon. I don't know where he is right now. I can't keep track of him. I was looking through my notes, but couldn't find them. So at any rate, I'll just say 73 to everybody, and possibly some of you. I'll just see some of you Saturday at the Portable Bank. The TechNet Group, this is W2JEK, signing clear.
2OEL and 2OEL, K2AMI.
N2OEL, disconnected.
WDJ, you're coming in, but with a lot of static.
Thank you, bud. I'm going to grab that up for my tiny computer radio, and I'm talking to your group. Thanks, it has. I couldn't get a repeater without this.
I made about half of what you said, but something about a Chinese radio and a new antenna.
Roger, thank you. I think I may still have to go outside to get this to work properly. Over.
Roger, Roger, understood that. Yeah, you're coming in half decent. Need a bit more reception, and you know, you'd be a little hairy, but could totally understandable.
Terrific, thank you. Where are you coming in from?
Located in Orangeburg, New York. I'm running a Baofeng right now.
That's what I've got, a Baofeng, but you're a little closer to the repeater. I'm up in Irvington.
That's Roger. Also, from the hill on my house, I'm pretty sure I can see at least some sort of blinking from the tower itself. I have a pretty good line of sight on it as well.
Roger, I've got a hill between me and that tower. Getting around it somehow. Thanks for the radio check. Over.
No problem, anytime. I'll tell you what, for what these things cost, the performance, especially for you being at your distance in these hills, that ain't a bad price per performance ratio.
Roger, this is with a Nagoya NA771 antenna, which I just got today.
That is the exact antenna I'm running. There's actually two variants, an older one that has some blue lettering that's a little more blocky, and a newer one with silver lettering. It's a little sleek, kind of like the newer one myself.
So this would be a silver lettered one, the new one. This just came in off the Amazon box.
Yep, great antenna. Also, if you're ever interested in, I also picked up an Aero Yagi directional backpack portable that breaks down. Nothing's actually been pretty neat. I worked New York City from a peak up in Orange County with it, so I thought that was pretty impressive.
That's pretty cool. Which peak up in Orange County were you at?
I don't know, actually. I know it was a teeny bit northeast of... what the hell, the state park with all the iron mines in them. I forget the name of that park, but it's a peak that was near my grandmother's house, and one day I was driving back from visiting my family up there, and I was like, I'm going to climb that. I don't know what it was, but it was just kind of those things on the side of the road where there was convenient parking right there, and I climbed up and pulled it out, and I worked somebody in, the Bronx.
Very cool. Is that with that breakdown
yag? I'm sorry, I didn't make out what you said there.
Did
did that with the Yagi, the backpack Yagi, or is
correct. And with the, I had the Nagoya at the time, I couldn't work them, so it made me realize directionality can help a decent bit.
Thank you. I think we're going to drop off now. Thank you once again. And we'll cross paths again. Bye-bye. Over. WC2U.
Got it. 73 from KC2 WDJ.
you.
Money machine. chain to 223A80 in Hoboken.
That's great.
I always tell you guys, I don't mind, you know, you have people, you want to add them, that's fine, as long as they're a licensed ham and you think they're a good fit.
Yeah, Louie was up kind of late tonight. We were on the 880, and he wanted to know if he officially belonged to the Midnight Club. I said, first of all, Lou, it's not after midnight yet, and I said, you have to officially key up on 955.
That's good. What a merry. I'll have to update the list tomorrow. Well, later on today, I should say.
And I guess you can hear it. If you can, the band is open again tonight.
I heard Ruby just now. KB2 UEI, try it again. I think you have the wrong PL.
UEI?
That was good. Try it again. I think you have the wrong PL in. Rocky, what's the PL here?
141.
DKUF. You're coming in over here, Moshe. How you doing, Rocky?
I'm all right. You just doubled with somebody. Was that you, Steve?
No, it's Paul. KD2KUF. I'll let you guys go.
No problem, Paul. I was listening to 700. I heard you guys might be coming over here.
Yeah,
yeah, last station, you were pretty noisy into the machine, KD2BR. Steve, trying to get a hold of Ruby. Go ahead.
A lot of traffic. Ruby, it's 141 PL, quick race. And it's a minus offset. I don't know, just not keying the repeater. It's almost like you're broadcasting simply. I'll be on the site just a bit, Rock. See if I can help over texting. W2FMS.
Hey, Steve, I'll be here. KD2BOR. That's what I heard her, like she was on SIM, but where's she located?
Brooklyn.
Yeah, Brooklyn. I should be able to hear her pretty good on Simplex, considering where I am.
I'm going to ask her to try it again. See if you hear her on the input.
Right. Let me know when she's going to transmit, and I'll hit the reverse button. Or I'll just go to reverse and stay there. Chris, Steve, full scale to me on the input.
Okay, so maybe something's wrong with the PL itself in the radio.
Yeah, let me go to Simplex. Let me go to my VFO and go to Simplex real quick on this one. Be too much trouble. I gotta shut off the reverse and everything. I'm not going to do that right now. I'm going to go to the call channel and change it there with my dial. I'll be right back. And that won't work either. It still stays on the reverse when I go to VFO.
B2BOR.
When he gets in range, I just talked to him on DMR. KD2BOR. KD2BOR mobile, second cup of coffee run.
Okay, I heard you. Still in Connecticut, and what else you?
Alright, very good, no problem. KD2BOR. God, you got another out. You know, not just the GW.
Thank God I heard it on the news jet. Alright, let's be calling a little. He's over on 440 with the room.
Now, I heard him on the HT. When I get back, I'll switch over to the CS-800. Alright, then it's the 7-11. KD2BOR.
there?
BLR, KWOL.
Yeah, Arnie, I'm here. I was just ready to put a car up in the air.
Maryland, 146745, PL1072. The guy's booming in on the NY4 repeater, and I guess there's a link in Maryland that I'm getting in on. It's coming in about three quarters of the way up the meter on 146745.
All right, thanks, Arnie. I'm just going to get this car up in the air, and I was going to come back to the radio and start playing around. Even on Louis' 880 repeater on 220, we've been having another one coming in. But let me get this car up, and I'll be here until, 3:30 as usual. I'll find you around somewhere. KD2BR.
All right, no problem. K2OL. Hold on a second.
I don't think I have that. I have a sheet here with all of the repeaters in there. No, I don't see it. I'll have to put that one in.
Now, I don't know what happened to the New York or New Jersey repeater. It just, I hear it ID in, but unless they change your PL, I can't get into it. Let me just check and see what the PL is on the regular one. /141.
Right, if I have time, I'll put that in. I'm going to put the 290 in here, too. I have a feeling I'll get into that better than Alpine.
Yeah, very good. We got the, I don't know if you heard an ID on your HT, but we got the Dennis Mass repeater coming in right now, too.
No, I didn't hear anything. From what I understand, the front ends on these, the receive on these valve fangs isn't all that great. I may have to upgrade my HD if I'm going to plan on operating from in here.
KD2, be aware, too bad you sold the THF6.
Yeah, well, at least with these radios, I don't have to worry about them too much. I saw another valve fang put that 8 watts, fairly new, I think, like $56. I might go with that. But we'll see. As long as I'm getting in now, that's all that matters.
That's what my valve fang does, 8 watts. I got the BF I forget what number it is, but that's the one I got. I got it. I gave the guy an offer of $50 for it, and he took it.
Oh, okay, very good. Because I don't think I ever hear you on that thing.
Well, the way the 955 was, you know, with the front ends, like you said, I wasn't receiving the 955 that great on it. Not like I do on a THF6.
I also brought up the Weka machine, 060. I doubt I'm getting into it, but at least now I can hear it.
I go there real quick.
See you there, N1LU.
BOR. Back here, Charlie. Are you here? KD2 BOR?
Yeah, I'm here. I guess I was mistaken. No, I still can't hear it.
Okay. Alright, I'm going to put the mic down again, or maybe I only got about 5 minutes to go. I'm going to see if I can change my PL and get into that Dennis Mass repeater. N1OU. Talk to you later, KD2 BOR.
I'm going to put that 290 that we used to use, I'm going to put that in this radio, and later on after you're done at Debbie's house, maybe we'll give it a try and see if I sound better into that machine.
Hey, do that and text me when you're ready. KD2 BOR.
See you later, N1OU Claire.
Thank you.
N1LU, KD2 BOR Mobile.
N1LU, go ahead.
I just called you on 290. Did you put it in yet?
I did, but I can't seem to access it. Let me go over there. Call me again. Let me see if I can hear it.
KD2 BOR clear.
We weren't sure where it was. We thought it was Manhattan, but I don't believe it is. I think I get into that one good when I'm closer to Connecticut, closer I get to the city. It's noisy. I heard you, but I didn't hear you real well, so I'm not going to be able to get into that one.
All right, very good. I got to get in the house, get my breakfast and stuff. Catch you later. KD2 BOR Mobile, North Arlington.
Talk to you later, Rock. N1 LU clear.
sight.